Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's call it an incident. I had an incident yesterday, and I feel a little weird about it. My intentions were good, but I don't know if I ultimately handled it right.
Okay.
I went to get lunch. I went out to get lunch. I ordered at the counter at the establishment.
Okay.
It was like $18 for my meal.
Whoa!
Yeah, no, that's normal these days.
I know, but still. Whoa!
And I went to pay, and I went to pay with Apple Pay.
Okay.
Which I assume most places take Apple Pay. I didn't have any cards on me physically.
Okay.
And the lady said, sorry, Apple Pay's down. Didn't have cash, didn't have cards, couldn't pay for my food. There's about six or seven people behind me in the line waiting to order.
Oh,
so
you're I'm that person. Guy.
So not a good feeling. So I just said, sorry, I can't get the food.
Okay.
And just started to walk out. The person behind me in the line, a super nice woman, all of a sudden goes, I've got it. I'm paying for it.
Oh, that's super nice.
Super nice. I'm very strange about that. Stuff is expensive. I don't know her financial situation. Super sweet. I didn't want her paying for my meal when I can't repay her.
Well, if she's going to offer to pay for your meal, I would assume she's probably not struggling financially. She was thinking, hey, I can help this guy out. He obviously is ready to eat and can't eat, so let me do something nice.
I thought the best thing to do would be politely say no thank you, but thank you so much. It's a very sweet offer.
Okay.
She didn't stop there.
Oh.
She kept going and going, no, I'm paying. I've got it. She put her card in the air. I've got it. And then everyone else in the line got involved. they started saying, let her pay.
I would have been mortified.
This is where I'm getting embarrassed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the person behind the counter said, no, I'm running her card. Look, I'm running her card.
Oh, so it was like a scene.
That couldn't accept my Apple Pay was now getting involved in this. So it is a full-on scene now, and I'm not exaggerating.
How red were you? Because I would have been so embarrassed. I would have been blushing.
It was horrible, and then I didn't know what to do. So do you know what I ended up doing? I ended up not letting her pay and walking out.
Did you say anything?
I think I said bye, thank you, no. And for the rest of the day, I know my intentions were good, but I had this icky, uncomfortable feeling that I handled it wrong. Because in the moment, when you don't know you're going to get presented with this situation, it's easy to make the wrong decision.
I'm just surprised you turned down free food. That's probably the most shocking part of this.
Well, I did, but did I handle this right? Or should I have just accepted her wanting to pay for me and avoided this whole scene? How is she feeling now? I sort of hope she's listening on the off chance, as you can tell me.
I don't know. I think I probably would have just accepted it just because it's somebody being nice and you don't see that often.
No.
And it wasn't like you had any ill will. Like you went in going, I'm going to get somebody to pay for my meal.
Quite the opposite.
Yeah, it just happened that way. And sometimes life happens like that. And she stepped up and wanted to be nice. If she didn't want to pay, she wouldn't have offered. So I probably would have accepted it.
Well, thank you.
But that's just me.
Love your honesty. Let me know what you think. I handle this situation right. 888-431-3764.
Baby. Isn't it economics class? There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Yeah. It's the one thing I learned in economics.
Yesterday, a guy went to go get lunch and so it was an Apple Pay issue with the place, right? They wouldn't take your Apple Pay?
Yeah, I didn't have any physical cards on me. I went to pay with Apple Pay. She said, you can't pay with Apple Pay. I couldn't buy the meal. So I said, sorry, I can't buy the meal. The woman behind me said, I've got it. Very, very insistent. A lovely, lovely woman. I said no because I don't like people buying me meals when I can't pay them back. I
Which
feel guilty about it.
Which boggles my mind. As much as you love food.
And it became an incident. Like six or seven people saying, no, she's got it. She'll pay. The person behind the counter saying you'll pay. And I said, you are all great. Love you all, but I'm out.
And you just walked out. No food.
No food. And I don't think I handled it the right way. I'm not sure if I did. And it's actually affected. I didn't sleep well last night because of this.
Like, was really it that didn't, or was it the fact that you were hungry? Is that why you didn't sleep well?
All right, stop doubting my conscience, will you?
Julie and Cherry Valley, what do you think? Did Guy do the right thing?
Tell Guy not to feel bad about that. But yes, I agree with you. He should have just let her pay for his food and accepted it. It happens sometimes, you know?
Yeah, what was the reasoning behind not letting someone pay for you? Like, is it just for the sheer fact that you were worried you weren't going to be able to pay her back?
Exactly. I'm like, she's about to do something kind for me, and I have no way of repaying it, and I don't know this woman, and she's about to pay double for her lunch. I want to just say thank you, that's so kind of you, and then politely decline, but it didn't turn out like that.
Guy, if that were to happen in the future, all you do is say to her, thank you, and I will pay it forward. And then next time you're somewhere, pay for somebody's meal, and then just pay it forward.
That would have been a great way to handle, which I didn't have the brain capacity to at the time.
Well, to be fair, you were on the spot. Alfred in L.A., what do you think about what Guy did? Did he handle it right?
No, he should have just had her paid, and then he could have Apple paid her Zelda back the money right then and there.
Oh, that's brilliant. I don't know if I would have thought of that on the spot, too, though.
I feel really, really stupid because that's such an easy, easy thing to do, and I didn't do it, and it's just because I didn't think of it.
Yeah, you were on the spot, but, like, hindsight is always 20/20, right? So you had to be like, oh, thank you, and then you could have Apple paid her right then and there, and then you have not been embarrassed.
That's when you have 7 or 8 people embarrassing you, and yet you just want to get out of there.
Well, unless you would have said, no, you don't have to pay me back, then you would have been on the spot again.
Right, I was put on the spot. My intentions were good, but I didn't know the right thing to do. The best thing about our listeners, I don't know, I think it's the best thing, Kelly, is they're brutally honest when you ask something.
Literally,
I'm reading all these texts. Not one person here has said I did the right thing.
Yeah. Guy, you handled it wrong. Guy totally would not have gone down that way. Guy, you should probably go back and apologize. Yeah, you didn't handle that one right.
I regret bringing this up, and I'm going to go call my therapist.